PRI, Public Radio International.
We'll hear the Star-Spangled Banner, and Manfred Honeck will conduct Richard Strauss with Principal Horn William Caballero in the Concerto No. 1 for Horn and Orchestra, Strauss Songs from Thomas Hampson, and on the second half of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, Dvorak's Ninth from the New World. Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia. This program is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. To begin the season, the Star-Spangled Banner. Star-Spangled Banner, with music by John Stafford Smith, the words by Francis Scott Key. The tune, originally known as the Anacreontic Song, became the national anthem of the United States, and it opens the season for the Pittsburgh Symphony. The orchestra played the Walter Damrosch arrangement from 1917. To get our season underway, Richard Strauss, his Horn Concerto No. 1 in E-flat, with the Pittsburgh Symphony's principal horn, William Caballero. William Caballero has been principal horn with the orchestra for 24 years. He's premiered music by Benjamin Lee, his concerto for horn and orchestra around the world. He played it on tour in Europe. And William Caballero has played music by Mozart, Strauss, Schumann, and John Williams as a soloist with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Richard Strauss' father, Franz Strauss, was a successful horn player, as he was the principal horn of the Munich Court Orchestra for 40 years. As Franz's horn playing was a prominent fixture in the Strauss household, it's no surprise that Richard Strauss wrote music for horn in the beginning years of his composing. In late 1882, while he was a student at the Munich University, Richard began composing a concerto for horn and orchestra and completed it early the next year. His father, Franz, played through the music, but found it so difficult that he refused to perform it in public. Thus, the public premiere was given by conductor Hans von Bülow with the principal horn of the Meiningen Orchestra, Gustav Leinhaus, in 1885. Sadly, Richard Strauss could not attend the premiere, but his uncle Karl Horberger, who had attended, reported that the performance was presented and received, obviously with great commitment and interest. The music is the earliest of Strauss' pieces written for the horn. Here is Richard Strauss' Concerto No. 1 in E-flat major for horn and orchestra with soloist William Caballero.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard Richard Strauss, the Concerto No. 1 in E-flat major for horn and orchestra. Our soloist was the principal horn of the Pittsburgh Symphony, William Caballero. Music director Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. William Caballero is professor and chair of the brass department at Carnegie Mellon University. You can learn how to play like William Caballero online. He's part of an online school, the Classical French Horn School, offered by ArtistWorks Classical Campus. It's an extensive collection of HD video classical French horn lessons, fundamental skills, etudes, key orchestral excerpts, and solo repertoire created by William Caballero to help you with auditions and competitions. You can find a free demonstration on YouTube or visit artistworks.com. There is more music on this concert by Richard Strauss, songs from Thomas Hampson, Hymnus Nocturno, Pilger's Morgenlied, and Nachtigallgang. Perhaps the songs are not on the top of your request list. Thomas Hampson explains why these Strauss songs aren't that well known.
They are not very often performed. They are part of the very few songs that Strauss actually wrote for a voice and orchestra. And these songs were written for a baritone voice with orchestra accompaniment. One of them, the very large one, Notturno, he liked so much and felt so strongly about it. He made a piano and violin with voice arrangement. This, what we will do here, is with orchestra, violin solo, and baritone voice. But they are orchestral songs, as it were. He orchestrated some of his songs, and then some, there were a handful of songs, two for the bass, four for the baritone, five or six, maybe a few more for the soprano, that he actually wrote for orchestra. So this whole orchestra song genre is not that well known, and these songs are just not, well, they're wonderful, but they're not very well known.
Thomas Hampson is one of the most important interpreters of German Romantic song. He's won worldwide recognition for his thoughtfully researched and creatively constructed programs that explore the rich repertoire of song in a wide variety of styles, languages, and periods. Thomas Hampson is a lover of song.
The first song, the Hymnus, is I like to joke and tease a little bit and say it's a bit of a turbo Wolfram, as in Tannhäuser. It's a Schiller poem, very elegiac, very passionate, in an almost mythological way, but very powerful and beautiful. The second, the Notturno, and this is interesting, it's from Richard Demel, who is the poet of Erwartung, the famous piece of Schoenberg. But Richard Demel lived exactly at the same time. He died in the 20s. And he was one of the few contemporary poets that was actually set to music a great deal in his lifetime. One of the things I like to point out is that, you know, Richard Strauss as a songwriter, as a composer, was actually very passionate about contemporary poets. And he set mostly, in the 240-some songs that he wrote, mostly poets of his time. And he read a great deal of poetry. He's a very well-read man. He doesn't get a lot of credit for that, and certainly not in his song genre. Then the third song is a Pilger's Morgenlied, which is one of the very few poems of Goethe that Strauss set, and Strauss was passionate, as most of the great composers of his era, including Gustav Mahler, were, about Goethe. Even Mahler believed that the essential poetry, the best of all poetry, was musical without music. So they all had a very passionate relationship between word, metaphor, and the musical language. The Pilger's Morgenlied, he's actually set this euphoric and very beautiful, declaiming, passionate love that gives the singer the sense of life, sense of joy, and courage. And then the last song is a real surprise song. It's called Nächtlicher Gang, It's a ballad. Nächtlicher Gang means a nighttime journey or a nighttime passage, and metaphorically would be the passage of night and forest into realization of one's existence or love, or finds the unifying force of their love, and that's what this poem is about. It is set brilliantly and extremely difficult for the orchestra as well as the singer, in that it's, you know, loud and stormy, and you can hear trees crashing and storms tearing roots up and all that sort of stuff. And then there's this lone person trying to get himself out of this storm of life, or real storm, and is always continually calling that I must get to her, is what the thrust of the song is.
Here is Thomas Hampson to sing songs by Richard Strauss with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck.
Parsen mich voll kannst du nicht. Beugen magst du Kindelzweige haupt, von der Sonne müde Gegenwart geschieden.
Music by Richard Strauss. You heard four songs, Opus 33. Our soloist was Thomas Hampson. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The songs began with Hymnus, the text by Friedrich Gustav Schilling. Then the words by Richard Demel, his Notturno, Friedrich Ruckert's Nightly March, and the Pilgrim's Morning Song by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. You can let Thomas Hampson know what you thought about his singing on Twitter and Facebook, where he is a regular.
There's something actually quite fun about tweeting. I'm 140 characters. You know, you can do it with your finger on the iPhone. Of course, now iPhone's got Siri, so I just talk to it. And people get a kick out of it. You know, all of this stuff you can either look at, stuff meaning social media, you can look at it as another way to get on top of another hill and scream at people. But in fact, what it really is it's a myriad of access points that you can offer people that want to know who you are as a person or what you're doing as a profession or both. And I try and keep a pretty clear line to the private Tom Hampson, which is nobody's business except my wife's, and to the stuff that is about what I do and what I think and people that want to kind of go along on your ride and think about what you're thinking about at a particular time. And it's non-invasive, it's non to me, and it's non-intruding to them. I think there's a lot of, Twitter, Facebook, I think there's a lot of value in it. I think you have to be careful. It does shock me sometimes when I'll put something up on Facebook and I'll leave the page open and I see, you know, within 4 minutes, 55 responses. And I think, you know, people, chill, you know, come on. You can do it tonight when you get home. It'll be okay. It'll be there. So, but it's fun.
Thomas Hampson at Heinz Hall with Richard Strauss songs on opening night with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It's convenient for your wallet in the shape of a credit card, perfect for reading concert programs in low light, and it magnifies small print. Get one free while they last. The Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the musicians, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find us on the website at psoradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of the program. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, James Wilkinson, president and CEO, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore, Heinz Hall sound and recording engineer Bob Park. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.